Good morning, Columbia and Greene County. You're tuned to 90.7 WGXC. It's 11 a.m. 11 a.m., people, so I urge you to wake up and smell the tyranny. This is Zoom. My name is Tyson. I'm here every week. I'm privileged and pleased to be sitting at the command console doing what I get to do here every single week. It's truly a buzz. So this is Zoom. Today's program is called Star Power. And I'd like to tell you folks that it's all true. This is a collection of misanthropic artists confessing deep, deep, dark, deep, bright secrets. So it's kind of oblique, but I think you'll get into it, I hope. Hope somebody's out there listening. As always, bringing you the finest in somnambulism, palmistry, dream interpretation, fringe psychology, supernatural flea market. Curio cabinets open, folks. 90.7 people powered, community supported radio. WGXC Acra.
Thank you. Notice that focus. not against law to buy a firearm. It's not against law to buy anything that they sell at a gun show. And this is all resolved. You know, hey, yellow seat is legal. Bad station is not. And bring these tanks and stuff around here, I tell you what, do the math fun. I'm the kind of guy that I'll stand in front of the tank and come run over me.
Sufficiently supplemented, but it is now extraordinary.
And I take it were you aware that that security system was paid for by General Secor?
I'm going to waffle an answer. I'm going to say yes and no. And if you indulge me, I will give you another one of my very straightforward but rather lengthy answers. The issue of the security system was first broached immediately after a threat on my life by Abu Nidal. Abu Nidal is, as I'm sure you on the intelligence committees know, the principal foremost assassin in the world today. He is a brutal murderer. When I was first alerted to that threat by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in late April, I was simply told that there was a threat that had been promulgated by Abu Bakr, who is the press spokesman for the Fatah Revolutionary Council, which is the name of the Abu Nidal group. He targeted me for assassination. We then made an effort over the course of several days to have the story killed and not run in U.S., not me, but the story, killed and not run on the U.S. media. Nonetheless, it ran, and I believe the date was the 28th of April. The initial assessment was that this was a response to the attack on Libya, which we had run a preemptive counter-terrorist raid on Libya on the 14th of April. Which I had a small role to play. CBS chose to run the film anyway. The FBI was then contacted again and asked, what protection can be offered? The FBI correctly said, we don't offer protection. I then sought other types of protection. I went to my superiors and said, what can be done? Contrary to what was said some days ago, This lieutenant colonel was not offered at that time any protection by the government of the United States, Senator Rutman. I asked for it, and I was told that the only thing that I could do is to immediately PCS, permanent change of station, and I, as Marines, know well what that means, and jerked out of our home and sent to Camp Lejeune, in that I was preparing at the time to go to Tehran. We didn't want to tell the whole world that. That was deemed not to be an appropriate thing to do. The next thing that we were trying to do was to find a
for a gradual reduction of government spending based on these theories. And I have a task force now that we've been working on where those cuts could be made. I'm confident that it can be done and that it will reduce inflation because I did it in California. And inflation went down below the national average in California when we returned money to the people and reduced government spending.
We have centered on cutting government spending in what you have just said about your own policies. You have also said that you would increase defense spending. Specifically, where would you cut government spending if you were to increase spending? Specifically, where would you cut government spending if you were to increase defense spending and also cut taxes so that presumably federal revenues would shrink?
Well, most people would...
Lips. transforming the United States of America. Transforming the United States of America. We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking. Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president. So that meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president. Welfare into laws when no one's looking. Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president. When there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to look online, find out what's in it before I sign. When there are meetings between lobbyists and a government agent, we'll put as many as many of those meetings as possible online for every American to watch. When there's a tax bill being debated in Congress, you will know the names of the corporations that would benefit and how much money they would get. And we will put every corporate tax break and every pork barrel project online for every American to see. You will know who asked for them, and you can decide whether your representative is actually representing you.
Not negotiating behind closed doors, but bringing all parties together and broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN so the American people can see what the choices are. And part of what we have to do is enlist the American people in this process.
The debates will be on C-SPAN. So the public will be part of the conversation and will see the choices that are being made. So the public will be part of the conversation and will see the choices that are being made. These negotiations will be on C-SPAN. So the public will be part of the conversation and will see the choices that are being made.
We will work on this process publicly, streaming over the net.
I'm in this race to tell the lobbyists in Washington that their days of setting the agenda are over. They will not work at my White House.
So the lobbyists set the agenda. That's why they won't drown out your voices anymore when I am president of the United States of America.
Which is a lie. Without you, never came and escaped alone. With all the problems in the world, you think the people. The masses, you can change the course you're on. Sun burning through the sky, hanging from the wood, the turning tongue. White God, shadow shit.
Thank you. by cat we had called Sugar.
trees on the floor, there's a moss on the wall, and leaves the pages of a book. Wait as he may in the shadow of other leaves, his heart in embraces to time's long since scorched. With patterns, the descent of life trees on his camouflage soul, the winter of memories carved out of all white, beyond his skull's form, a scorpion lies in the crunch of the snow, as his darkness increases, the twilight of ice circles his teeth.
To 90.7 WGXC ACRA Catskill and Hudson, hands-on community-supported radio. This has been the Zoom program every Monday, 11 a.m. till high noon. Warming up the Monday musical matinee, Mr. Lincoln Mayorga is here. Stay tuned. Stay tuned all day, every day. Leave it on while you sleep. Be back again next week. Another program, live broadcast. Privileged and pleased to be sitting at the command console as always. Thank you all for your support. Thank you. 90.7 WGXC, ACRA, Catskill. Catskill and Hudson. I caught some, I don't know what it was, the TV was on at work. I passed by and there was an award show on last night, one of the, maybe the Grammys or something, I'm not too tuned in. And it was truly surreal. I kind of surmised that all of the attendees were given some kind of narcotic upon entry. And they were all kind of ghost dancing. It's really strange. Maybe it's just me. I don't know, I'm getting old. Thanks, guys. Stay tuned. Monday Musical Matinee up next. 90.7 GXC, ACRA.